824, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Tim Vick along with us. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing great. You know what?
What?
We got some nice rain.
Yeah. We 1.92 for us here.
That seems a little high.
No.
Really?
No. Well, at Cedar Rapids, before I left, we were at, before I went to bed last night, it was over an inch. And then parts of the listening area, I mean, it ranges. So don't scare it away, Tim. We need all we can take.
I tell you what.
It's a brand new rain gauge up there.
After last Friday, we need all the rain we can get.
Oh, yeah. It was so dry. The little bugs came out and the fog with that dust, just like low-lying fog out there the other day. So.
Well, I know the fire departments have been busy, too.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
never a good thing.
Yep. Hopefully that knock on wood kind of comes to a close. But that's not why we're here. You're not here to hear our problems.
No.
No. Let's talk about what happened last night at the city council. I should say, yesterday, not last night. Yeah. But big doings at the council meeting. What were the big takeaways?
Well, you know, we had our public hearing on the our franchise agreement that we're holding with Maquoketa Valley REC.
Mm-hmm.
We have franchise agreements with Alliant Energy and a franchise agreement with Black Hills
and
MediaCom. So with Maquoketa Valley REC, we're going into their territory with some subdivisions. And so we're implementing that franchise agreement. So it's similar to what we have with the other utilities.
Okay.
This allows them to operate in our right-of-ways without having to get a permit every time they need to do something to their facilities.
Gotcha. Saves a little time that way.
Saves a little time. It is a 3% franchise agreement. It's on their gross sales within the district, within the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we use those funds for, we have a revenue purpose statement that we adopted last night, is we'll use them for basically a lot of different things. There's three items on there that covered a lot of stuff. But really what we're doing right now is we use them to cover the streetlights. We pay about $97,000 a year for electricity and streetlights.
Wow.
So, you know, that covers that cost instead of that coming out of the general fund. We use it to help offset some of the cost in our public safety, which, you know, we hired a 10th officer a number of years ago, and we were using franchise fees to cover those costs as well. And so we have that for other purposes as well. And it really kind of helps offset our general fund.
Gotcha. So that helps. I mean, that's a lot for lights.
It is.
And you have to physically, you are the one that climbs every one
every
and screws the bulb
one
in.
Of them, every night.
Yeah. It's like the old lamplighter. You mentioned law enforcement. Right next door to us, the police station, they're doing a little, talk about a little bit of a remodeling or renovation project.
Yeah, really their hallway, their main hallway that goes through the department needs to be updated.
Mm.
The carpet's getting worn out. It's going to become a trip hazard at some point with it curling up and stuff like that. So they're looking to put some laminate flooring down, LVP, luxury vinyl plank, I guess is what it's called now. Yeah. I got to watch HGTV a little
bit. I don't watch nearly enough.
So they want to freshen it up. Mm-hmm. It's been over 25 years since they've done that. So
gotcha. It's time.
It's time. A lot of the work will be done in-house as much as they can do. And then, you know, we'll contract out what we need to. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. One of the other things you mentioned, and we had in our news kind of previewing the meeting, still the conversation goes on about videotaping, be it live or be it pre-recorded and played back, the meetings that you guys do on a regular basis.
Yeah, so we're looking at different types of setups. You know, there are different products out there and how you handle things. One of the concerns is, do we have freestanding cameras?
Mm-hmm.
Is that standing in the room and there do you have cords running to it? Well, it's then sticking up in the middle of the room and you have cords running to it, so it's a trip hazard, obstructions, but that's also the most economical feature. There are other ones that can be installed, mounted under the walls. How do they pick up sound and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're broadcasting to it. Can they remotely camera go to the person that's talking, swivel to whoever's doing it? So we're looking at different things. I'm trying to figure out kind of what's the budget we want to look within. I've got some different options. You know, we can, you know, go about $5,000 for a couple items that are a little bit more inexpensive, quite a bit higher than that. You know, we can spend quite a bit more. But the other thing is we're trying to look at ways to do it so it's kind of autonomous. So we don't have to have someone operating it and having someone back in the control room running the meeting.
However, I mean, you with the beret and the big bullhorn, you know, and the clap, that would be kind of cool. Like, before we started meeting, all right, action, and then you do the clap. That would be fantastic.
I'm thinking more of the shepherd hook, and you're off the stage.
The old vaudeville, the top hat and the straw hat. I maybe go with that. I kind of like that idea. Tim Vick along with us this morning. A couple other things, news of note: vacating. I want to make sure I get this right. The petition to vacate a plat. What does that mean?
So Jerry Krogman owns land east of East Main Street Repair, or Main Street Repair. That's probably the easiest way to describe it. There was a large chunk of land that was subdivided a number of years ago, and that subdivision is not going to come to fruition. And since he still owns all the land, he would like to cancel that or vacate that mm-hmm. subdivision. And so what the council did is they held the public hearings per Iowa code. Nobody spoke against it or anything. And so they went ahead and approved the vacating of that subdivision.
Okay, so now it kind of, even though it was his, it goes back to him now? Is that what that means?
It turns it back into one parcel as opposed to 31 parcels that was created in the subdivision.
It's a big house.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of tax slips that go to you because on per parcel. So that'll help clear that up.
Yeah. Anything else you guys covered, talked about, or discussed last night we should talk about?
We did. We had an engineering update on our East Main Street project. We're really excited. Friday. Sounds like the street lights come down on Friday.
What?
Yeah, so both lanes will be open Fridays.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it now.
No, I'm not teasing.
Okay, because the gals from GNS were just here. They were singing your praises.
I know. Hey. They can't complain about being late to work because the stoplight stopped.
Well, I mean, you still can. If anybody has a question, Tim, about what we've talked about or something they'd like to talk about, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. They can reach me direct line. The office is 927-1116 or by email at tvic@manchester-ia.org.
Always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time for
us. Thank you.
Tim Vick with us, City of Manchester. You can re-listen to this online at kmch.com. Introduce.